Oh, groovy, baby.
Come with me if you want to live.
Oh my gosh, and we are back. Mm. This is the Radio St. Pete exclusive Indie Circuit. My name's Mao. With me as usually,
Dr. Morbius.
From Parts Unknown, and this is the podcast dedicated to bringing you obscure or unforgotten
indie music. I thought you were going to say obscene.
No,
we can't do that.
No, we can't do obscene. This is a family-friendly show.
We can do obscure, but not obscene.
Obscure, not even obscure. Just independent music.
Independent, good, old
music. That doesn't
mean
one way or the other.
Well, we've played some obscure things.
Oh, we sure have.
We've played some obscure things, but yeah.
My life revolves around obscure things.
Yes,
I'm
exactly.
Quickly becoming one of them, sadly. So, you
yeah,
know.
Well, sorry to hear it, man. Join
Yikes.
The club.
Yeah, no kidding. Yikes.
So we got some new music, man.
Oh,
new,
my God, yeah.
New music.
So thank you, one and all. I am getting through it. I remember last week I had said if you send in music, which there was a lot in the waiting queue, I'm getting to it. I started downloading a couple albums that I got.
Wow,
I'm going from the bottom up. So, you know, first in, first out kind of thing. I still have quite a bit to get through in the inbox, but I still have tons of new music for this week. I do have to make sure I got to be me a little bit and play some of my kooky Japanese awesomeness.
Course,
so
yeah. There's always going to be room for that.
If I ever do a show that doesn't have some of my own flavor, then why would I do the show?
Exactly.
So, you know,
unless you're getting paid $1 million, and then you'll do whatever. Then you'll do whatever you're.
Hey, that's gonna be.
Hey, everybody, here's the latest one by
Prince. Oh.
Oh.
Sad. That didn't take long to offend listeners.
No,
so yes, another rough week in the world of entertainment and music. Who did we lose? Now Prince passed away, 57.
And Lonnie Mack.
Lonnie Mack at 74, and I think there was also two country western people, but unfortunately, I don't know that realm.
That's sad, man.
Yeah.
Bowie, Keith Emerson.
Oh, Bowie.
Bill Haggard.
Jimi Hendrix, Janis Joplin.
Yeah.
I'm still recovering from Janis Joplin passing away.
How about Buddy Holly and the Big Bopper?
The Big Bopper. Well, I have the poster from that event.
The day the music died.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly.
Winter Dance Party.
I'm getting sad.
Aw.
Let's play some happy music.
Okay, here's some happy music. And probably a trailer that'll be... a little bit. This will make you smile.
I am Silver! Hooray!
Picture perfect, coastlines empty for one. vampire polo hats. You can run, you can run away. Vampire polo hats. You can run, you can run away. Cheerleading everyone but yourself, not again. Still bleeding over him. Not tonight, not again. It's quiet on your own. Thoughts come out, hold them down. It's safer on your own. But you're scared, moon pulls tight. Vampire polo hats. You can run, you can run away. Vampire polo hats. You can run, you can run away. It's time, it's getting late. Time to sink or swim. Deep breath and a steady hand. Now you can begin.
Come a long way from Transylvania, when we used to pound steaks into each other.
In the tradition of Russ Meyer, the screen explodes in a potent, virile explosion of sheer sexual energy. Only recent court decisions, coupled with the brilliance of an international director, make this film possible. From the withering cesspool of modern minds, an observation of the great society without morals. People in a hurry. Traveling a road that goes nowhere. People caught in the mirror of self-truth. A solid cinematic realization. Man and woman. Loving, hating, using. A slice of unleashed hate and violence. Don Davison's masterpiece of sin and sexual passion. Obscenity, Obscenity. A tale of rampant desires and unfulfillment, told with a candor that seduces the senses and erupts on the screen in a culmination of desires and passions that make this the supreme film. Obscenity, Obscenity. The first motion picture that gives you more than it promises. No one under 18 will be admitted with or without their parents. Obscenity, Obscenity. You don't see it. You feel it.
What could be Grease Lightning?
All right. That was a new band sent to us, the Rubber Clown Car. The album is called Let's Pretend. I played My Kind of Crazy and Vampire Polo Hat.
Vampire Polo
Hat. That was an interesting song. I dig it. It was kind of funny, and I like that kind of stuff.
Yeah, it was cool.
Thank you very much, Rubber Clown.
Do we have more?
Not yet, but I think he'll be sending us some more from the album.
We look forward to it.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Very good. Right up our alley. Before I forget, we also have a couple other online concerns you might be interested in.
What would that be?
Bunchofdorks.com. There you're going to find three podcasts. The first one is Slow Robot A Go Go.
B-Movies.
That does B-Movie podcast review.
Yep, we got that.
Well, no, B-Movie review podcast.
We don't review podcasts. Yeah, I was going to say, we are a podcast.
I confused those. Yes. So, we do all kinds of crazy movies, most of which I guarantee you've never heard of. If you like kung fu and wacky B-movies and exploitation and stuff, kind of like the trailers I played, like Obscene Obscene.
Pretty much, yeah.
Tune in. It's bunchofdorks.com. First one is Slow Robot A Go Go. What's the second one about?
Two Dimension Comic Book Podcast. We talk about comic books and comic book-ish things.
Related shenanigans.
Yes, we Don the Dragon and and I and Dallas and Rook do many comic book podcasts. We read lots of comic books and
nice.
We dissect them.
And then the bottom one is Bunch of Dorks. A 10-year run for that one. just kind of like this one, except swearing and rougher music, as it were.
Rougher. It's for more gruffer people.
Yes, it is. And you also have a pretty hip locale to go to on your blog.
Oh, my comic book blog, Destination Nightmare, where we where I put scans on of obscure old comic books
Keeping the dream alive. So
keeping the comic book dream alive.
If you are apt to like comic books, well, then you should be in the know, and you should go to Destination Nightmare and check out Bunch of Dorks.
Yeah, just Google all of them if you don't. they're out there in the internets.
They are on the internets.
That was really good pizza.
Oh, this is the best pizza in a cup ever. This guy's unbelievable. He ran the old cup of pizza guy out of business.
Really?
People come from all over to get this.
Boy, last night I was cleaning off the shelves by my entertainment center, and I looked down into my audio mixer. I have like the home theater surround sound.
Yeah.
So I had that preamp, that big Harman Kardon amplifier. I was like appalled
at all the dust.
I couldn't believe it didn't catch on fire. It was furrier than a Furby. my cats. I have four cats, and they like to take turns sleeping up there because it's warm. Oh my God! I cannot believe the house didn't burn down. I took
the house.
Yes, I took it off. Wow! It was almost packed full with fur. Like I vacuumed it and air blew it out and vacuumed it and like I couldn't believe. I'm kind of a stickler for keeping stuff clean. And I wiped it off, and I was like, what is this? And I looked down, and I was like, oh, my God. That's the kind of thing that burns a house down. And people go, I don't know why the house burned down. yeah. So if you have a cat that likes to lay on top of your audio, stereo, components, do yourself a favor and take it apart and vacuum it out, I did that the other week with my PlayStation 3. That's what I use as a DVD player, a Blu-ray player. And I noticed that the side vents had some buildup, and I'm like, oh, that's no good. So I voided the warranty by taking it apart, and I blew off all the, because it pulls it in. The fans yank all that stuff in like a computer,
Did you ever cut the off the mattress the thing that says do not remove?
I don't know.
Like, I'm bad.
Oh yeah. Of course, I'm a rebel at heart.
Right on.
I'm a rebel without a clue.
Glory Stompers forever.
Right. Here's some music. So, as your public service announcement, go ahead and, take some air and foof out the inside of your audio foof stuff. It. You'll be glad you did, and you'll probably be appalled, and you'll immediately take it apart to clean it.
Or shave your cat, one or the other.
One or the other, man.
That's not a euphemism for anything, though.
One or the other, man.
Hello.
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 Hello, hello,
hello. Hello.
Ah!
replicants are like any other machine. They're either a benefit or a hazard.
The one. The only. The classic. Halloween.
When was the last time you were scared out of your wits by a movie? Halloween, the motion picture about the most terrifying night of the year.
Tommy, I'm free!
Halloween, the night he came home. From Compass International Pictures, rated R.
Do not go in there. Woo!
I'm pretty sure I could buy you cordless headphones and you'd still tangle them somehow.
No, yeah, I'll find a way to tangle, you know. Okay. It takes two to tangle. Oh, that's right. Dude,
bad joke.
We thought about it at the same time, but, you know, yeah, that's the way it goes. And that...
Who was that?
That was a very nice and interesting musician named Van Doren. Now, here's a story. A couple of weeks ago, I was looking for music to play during the break of... Two Dimension.
Mm.
So I was looking up one of my favorite bands from the 70s is Big Star, who were a very famous band now. They have documentaries about them, Alex Chilton, so-and-so, Jody Stevens, Chris Bell. Anyway, I look up Jody Stevens because I heard he had a new solo album. So I come across his demo of a song called Andy Please, which was the last one that we played, and it was by... Jody Stevens and Van Doren. Now, I've heard the name Van Doren before, and I'm going like, huh. So I play the song, and it, like, knocks me out because it sounds like a Big Star song, but different.
Mm.
So I start looking up his music on YouTube, and I'm going like, oh, my God, you know, this is great stuff. Where has this music been all my life? So I look up. Apparently, Van Doren was part of the Memphis, Tennessee music scene in the 70s.
Cool.
He was involved with Big Star. He was almost in the band, but it didn't happen. So he went and recorded a couple of solo records in the 70s. And through distribution problems, similar thing that happened to Big Star, one of them never got released for years later. And the first one, Are You Serious?, was released in the 70s. It got some underground radio play. Played on about 100 stations throughout the country. Wow. But it never got big airplay. So
and then just got forgotten.
It got forgotten because you never heard it, but he was a local hero, you know. The guy played all throughout Memphis. He got records made. He was making records all through the years or whatever. And basically I just came across his music. So one day I was like, you always tell me, hey, if you like something, write.
Well, get it, yeah.
I found some contact info, a website, which I'll give it right now. I contacted the man, a wonderful human being, sent me 3 CDs, which we'll be playing more up.
Yeah, I was blown away the way he sent you stuff, because I'll tell you what, usually I write the bands and they say yes, and that's the end of it, and I had to go out and forage on my own, which is why we get YouTube cuts and weird stuff, and then, you know, I'm sure they would, you know, some of these bands would rather have me play this stuff, but I can't go out and buy CDs for every,
right?
You know,
right.
Not to sound harsh, but I'm kind of promoting them, so hook me up, kind of a little bit, you know. But this guy did. He sent you stuff and everything. It was amazing.
I didn't ask him. I was just intending to just grab him off YouTube. He goes, "How can I help? Can I send you? You have hard copies?" And I'm like, "No." He goes, "I'll just send you a few." So he sends me 3 of them. I'm like, "Okay, so this is a great guy." So. And I love the music. It's so wonderful that somebody whose music you really like.
So wild. It's from the 70s too, right? Like
the middle one from Open Secret is from 2005.
Oh, okay.
But the other two are from the 70s, and they sound just like pop rock from the 70s. And it's like Raspberry's, Badfinger, Todd Rundgren-ish, you name it. It's like the good stuff that from the 70s. Is what it is. So he's a wonderful guy. He's got a new project, or more most recent projects we'll play in the upcoming weeks. It's Loveland Doren, and you can find more about that CD and order it from lovelanddoren.com. And then you can find his CDs. Like, he's got about 5 or 6 CDs. You can go to vanduren1.wix.com/VanDorenMusic, and you can order it through his website.
That's cool.
And really support this guy. This is a Memphis legendary musician that it's time that people found out about it. He told me that that first record, Are You Serious, which fetches like $100 on the eBay because it's a rare record.
Wow.
He's re-releasing it, I think, in the fall on vinyl.
Yeah, give him
so
some... Instead of giving some scalper money, give the artist
give
money,
Give the artist
man.
Some money. So I'll be looking forward to getting that. And like I That's said, awesome. We'll be playing more. And it's
Oh, yeah, yeah, for sure. Well,
and
he'll like, be in the regular mix, you
And
know?
Like I said, it's great that somebody that you really like is nice enough to actually send you copies. And
well, look at like Bob Goblin.
Yeah,
now, I
exactly.
did. I bought their stuff, but they were like very cool, very appreciative, you know. And that makes such a difference when they're like, "Yeah, man, what can we do? Let us help you." I'm like, "Wow, awesome!"
I know.
You know? And
I know.
It's almost you're so used to just being barraged with negativity and walls and walls and walls, you know, put up against you. When someone's actually treats you nice or treats you like at least like a human, you're almost like, "Wow." What's this about? Who are you? You know.
But I mean, I approached both Van Doren and Robert Pollard, and they were both
very cool.
Very
yeah.
cool, sending me their music. So please go out and buy their records,
right.
CDs, and vinyl, whatever.
Whatever you can do. And you know what? We're gonna go. Because I gotta play some of my own stuff here. I'm gonna.
You got your own thing. You want?
Yeah, I got my own thing. I know these guys are cool because I sat and had some beers with them in Korea. So here's some Midnight Smoke and Jive to finish out our third segment.
Sounds good.
Klaatu, Verada,
okay then.
That's it.
Minnie me loves chocolate. Scotty do.
Well, I like chocolate fine. I just...
Scotty do.
Yeah, well, yeah, this is very familiar. Hang on, let me do what I do. Would you stop?
How about it, Owen?
How about a what?
How about it, Owen?
What are you...
How about it, Owen?
I don't even...
How about it, Owen?
Honestly, isn't this...
How about you do, ladies and gentlemen, Scotty do.
My baby hey no scream. Shake that girl when you break. One, two, shakes me, look me cool. She ain't mad but looking, looking. The dark of my bed to the dust is mine. Where you go to the prayer side. She always seems to know what is good. Where you're calling, looking, looking through. Yeah, looking through, yeah, looking through. She's a girl of world looking through. Right here. Yeah, looking through, looking through. Let's go, let's go, go. That's my girl, well, that's give her tears. That's give her April, the honey to roll like to die. Yellow Jeep, looking through, let's go. Yellow Jeep, yellow Jeep, she's a galloper, looking through, let's do it. Right here. Yellow Jeep, looking through, let's go.
Well, don't be looking at me. There's nothing I can do about it. Go on and go about your business.
The wildest strains in this mad, mad town, Hollywood.
Now look, kid, let's get something straight right now. You're the one that wants to be a star, not me.
You don't love me anymore.
Hit me.
Sure.
An all-American boy sings his way into your hearts. Like thousands of kids who come to Hollywood every year, see Arch Hall Jr. in the swingingest musical action picture of the year.
I see what's getting all the time.
We can't have that.
He wants a girl. Get one for him.
Nothing could shake him from his goal. Not even Daisy. A frenzy of music and action. From Fairway International Films, the swingingest picture of the year. See Arch Hall Jr. and Nancy Czar in Wild Guitar. Wow.
Now I swear, the next one of you primates even touches me. Yeah!
I'm moving. She has a swinging in my ears. I say, baby, let's hold on. Oh, waiting deep inside me, missing my fear. Looking on your towel like I'm moving me.
Man, do I love Big Trouble in Little China. That was the Stompin' Riff Raffs off of their CD, The Horror Show. I played for you Crankshaft Sid, Rockin' Fool, and Rock'n Roll Guitar.
These people are from Japan, I'm assuming.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Okay, just checking. Just
Land
checking.
Of the Rising Sun.
Yeah, that's that too. And Godzilla. New Godzilla movie.
I heard. Oh, my God. And
There's trailers out.
I saw the trailer, and I was like, oh, yes, please, take my money now. And, you know, boy... Of all the genres that have come and go in my life, the Japanese garage and garage punk is among my favorite. I can't get enough. I honestly can't. And if we get into that other thing,
oh yeah,
maybe what we'll do is we'll season in some of my Japanese garage punk.
Mixed in with that.
That'll have a whole life of its own.
Yeah. That sounds good.
We have some ideas brewing
in
our little kooky brains.
Yeah, kooky brains.
Cookie monster brains.
Cookie brains.
Yeah.
Yeah, anyway.
So I guess that, I mean,
are we going to wrap it up?
We're getting close to the end. This is the end, my friend. Summer has officially punched us in the face. This will be the last sub 10,000 degree day. And starting next week, it will be raining lava and sadness, and I will not leave my couch in air conditioning.
Story of my life, you know? What are you talking about?
A good metal song, raining lava and sadness.
Yeah, Ronnie James Dio could have sung it.
Yeah. Oh, yikes.
Ronnie, we miss
him. Oh, we do. I do miss Ronnie.
Yeah, little guy.
I was always an Aussie man, but
yeah, I'm more
Ronnie
Aussie,
James
but
was a good
fun,
guy.
He was fun little guy.
He was a tiny little metal.
Little guy with a big voice.
Tiny little metal midget. Yeah. All right. That's it for this week. My name is Matt, with me as always.
Mike Morbius.
And we're going to see you next week with more indie music and more shenanigans, as it were. Or might not be. You know what I'm saying.